It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton, and glad to be talking sports with you here in Central Indiana and beyond. This show brought to you by AAARoofingCompany.com, underwritten, and also by 21ology.com. Well, the Colts move on. They beat the Texans in the first round of the NFL playoffs, and Frank Reich, their coach, can pretty much sum it up with three words.
We did it. You know, we did it. Those are three of the best words that you can ever say to your teammate. To me, that's really the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The rest of it, to me, is fluff. But to go after it every day and to work hard, to fight to get better, to believe in each other, and then to do it and to get it done. It's not easy to do. It takes a grind. It takes the right kind of leadership in the locker room, and we have that.
Yes, indeed. The Colts do have that from their coach, Frank Reich. Really above him, Chris Ballard. Of course, Chris Ballard, our speaker at last year's golf outing, Catholic Radio. He's a good Catholic man that goes to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And so you go from Ballard to Frank Reich to a quarterback, Andrew Luck. You're sure leadership personified in every one of them. So the Colts dominate the Texans. They move on in the divisional round, and now they get the Kansas City Chiefs. Saturday, January 12th, that's a 4:35 kickoff this coming Saturday. The Colts lead this series 16-9. But let's go back to Frank Reich talking about, here's a faith-filled man that knows what this means to have this kind of community-centered team on the football field.
And we talked about there's three things. There's trust, there's toughness, and there's team. And that's what the foundation is. That's what the culture is. That's what the belief is. And those aren't just words. We lived that this year. We lived it, and we're not done yet. We're in the hunt, and this is where we wanted to go. But we got another mountain to climb. And the other big thing was we talked about getting better, and this was a big deal. Now, we were 1-3 in the first quarter of the season. We were 2-2 in the second quarter. We were 3-1 in the third. And then as we started the fourth quarter, we said, man, we've been talking about getting 1% better the whole year. It's only fitting that we go 4-0 in the last quarter. That was the vision. That's what we talked about. That's what the goal was. And that's what we did to make it into the playoffs. So really happy and proud of the guys for getting that done. I never thought it was a rebuild. When Chris and I would talk, you know, he had the perspective of GM, and we talked about building. We talked about building. We talked about where we were at and what goals that we had. But, you know, I took myself out of that equation from the beginning, and I just said, I just want to say up front that I got one thing on my mind, and that's to win this year. And that's what our expectation is. We have the players to do it. I didn't want to hear anything about what everybody said about the roster. We were ranked 32nd in all the preseason polls. We talked about that. We were ranked 32nd. And then we were ranked 32nd after the draft, with that draft we had. So I like where we're at. I like our team.
And I think Colts fans like where this team is at as well. So they take on Kansas City Saturday. This game is at 4:35. In the playoffs, the Colts are 4-0 against the Chiefs. I remember that January 7th game in 1996. I know you're thinking, man, Will, I didn't think you're that old. But 1996, remember Captain Comeback Jim Harbaugh? They went into a freezing cold Kansas City and got that win 10-7 in that magical, you know, just win season. That was an amazing, amazing year when Ted Marchibroda was the coach. And that was back in 96. And then, of course, most recently, the incredible comeback engineered by Andrew Luck on January 14th, 2014. Again, they came back and beat the Chiefs 45-44 in that game. So there's a good history here that kind of tilts in favor of the Colts. But this is a very good Chiefs football team, and it should be some great football on Saturday in what they're calling for, potentially a snowy Kansas City. We will see. Other games on Saturday, the Cowboys play at the L.A. Rams. That's a night game at 8:15. And on Sunday, the NFL playoffs, the L.A. Chargers, led by Mr. Philip Rivers, good Catholic guy, that he's leading them against the Patriots. So, of course, we're all for the Chargers Sunday at 1:05. And then Eagles at the Saints, that's the other game on Sunday. That game is at 4:40. And now it's my pleasure to welcome Ray McKenna from the Catholic Athletes for Christ. We've had Ray on several times on this show over the last couple of years. And Ray, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Good to have you on again.
Thank you. Good morning, Will. Happy New Year to you. How is everybody?
You know, everybody's good. Family's good. Just like you and I were just talking off the air. We both of us have college freshmen. I have two, and you have one. And it's this time of year when the moms and dads go, "Oh, I'm so glad that they're going away to school and they're marching towards their goals." But man, it's tough to not have them around every night.
Exactly. Well, I'm assuming everybody in Indianapolis is excited about the Colts.
Yeah, what about the Colts? When you think of a leader like Chris Ballard, we were talking about that earlier in the show. There's a man that goes to Mass every Sunday and probably some days in between, and he's just a good Catholic man. And I think that kind of faith-based leadership, we're seeing that this year with the Colts, aren't we? We're seeing basically a change in the way that they approach life, and it has shown and it has kind of translated to the football field, hasn't it?
Exactly. I've had the pleasure, and it's been a blessing, to know Chris since he was with the Kansas City Chiefs. And what a great family man, what a great Catholic Christian man of God, and what a great leader for the organization. He's been a great friend to our organization, Catholic Athletes for Christ, and had a little bit of a role in connecting him with Father Doug Hunter, who's the Catholic chaplain in Indianapolis, and just it's been incredible to see. And I think that the Colts have exceeded even Chris's wildest expectations in terms of their success this year. Boy, and he is the executive of the year and maybe the man of the year in the NFL, in my humble opinion.
Well, when you think about it, their game this Saturday, it's pitting two teams that he built. he built the Chiefs,
exactly.
And he's built
sure
the Colts.
A little bit of mixed emotions.
Yeah.
But, it's you look at that, and what a testament to his NFL knowledge.
Yeah, it really is. And we saw it last year with the Philadelphia Eagles. And now, of course, Frank Reich from the Eagles last year is the Colts head coach. And I think it's a real great sign for people of faith, for Catholics and for Christians all around, to see this kind of leadership win, isn't it? To see this kind of thing work. We saw it with Tony Dungy when he was here, and now we're seeing it again with Frank Reich and Chris Ballard. And you saw it last year with the Eagles, that kind of faith first and family first mentality does win, and it's proving that it can, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think anybody could contest that at this point. And beyond the winning, which I realize everybody, it looks for and obviously wants, mm-hmm. There's just a special quality of goodness, of holiness that these people bring to an organization and to a city and, to a community. And it goes beyond what happens on the field. I mean, I really believe it does. It really can energize and revitalize a whole city, a whole state.
We're talking with Ray McKenna, the founder and president of the Catholic Athletes for Christ. Great way to get more information on them is just go to their website, and I believe it's CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. It's an
That's
org.
Correct.
Yeah, CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. And another guy we like to watch on this show is Philip Rivers, who's the quarterback of the Chargers. And
playoffs this year. Philip, what a great family man. Speaking of families, big family, great Catholic guy. If you don't mind, if I'm just going to gratuitously offer my opinion, one of the really neat things about Philip is he's extraordinarily competitive. They even refer to him as being a bit of a trash talker.
Yeah.
So there are all varieties of Christian Catholic athletes who highly competitive, yet great men of faith and great women of faith.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I don't think until they really know Philip Rivers, they have their first reaction is they don't like him.
I'm sure most opponents have that reaction.
Yeah, they do. But he is a good man, isn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, to the core, and a very holy man, very devout man. But when he's between the lines, he's a fierce competitor. I think you love to have him on your team, and you hate to be on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, you sure do. And I know here in Indianapolis, everybody loves him this week because he's playing the Patriots. So he gets a lot of people rooting for him this week just to take on the Patriots. We're talking with Ray McKenna, the Catholic Athletes for Christ. You guys do a lot, I know, every year in the Combine here in Indianapolis. That's coming up at the end of February, first part of March. What are some of the plans? What will we see? How can maybe I know there's a lot of priests that come together from the different teams. You guys enjoy some fellowship, and typically there's a mass. But tell me a little bit about the CAC's plans for the Combine.
Absolutely. The Combine in Indianapolis has become one of the key events of part of our Catholic Athletes for Christ ministry, and we serve the coaching community and the scouting general manager community that attends the Combine and all the other, you know, and I don't mean to give short shrift to the doctors, the medical staff, all the other many, many people from the organization who attend the Combine. But it's a way that we bring together all the priests, the priest chaplains from throughout the country, throughout the league, who support the teams with weekly masses, both home and away during the course of the season. And it's a way for the priest to interact and get to know each other and have some fellowship and community also. So I believe this will be our 13th year, God willing, that we've been doing the Combine ministry, and it's grown each and every year. It's been a great blessing, and it's been a way to interact with many of the folks that you mentioned, Chris Ballard especially, who's now in Indianapolis, is kind of one of the home leaders of the Combine ministry.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys do a lot on college campuses too, and you're still trying to get colleges and Catholic universities or others, you know, have a heavy Catholic presence, but maybe aren't a Catholic school or university, to set up chapters. And how can that happen? If there's someone listening here that maybe has a connection with a local school or university, how can they get involved and maybe get a CAC chapter?
Well, we have many chapters, actually, even more on the high school.
That's true, the high school level,
high school
too, right?
Yeah. On the collegiate level. And you can just contact us at the website or contact me, and I'll direct the inquiry to the appropriate person. Just simply, my email is ray@catholicathletesforchrist.org, and I'd be happy to have them begin that discussion. But basically, the chapters, the Catholic chapters, as we call them, are a great opportunity for student athletes to grow in their Catholic faith. We have well-designed lessons that inculcate Catholicism, Christianity, and sports in a unique and, I believe, very interesting way. And we have great reports and even, you know, news articles about some of the successes of these chapters, including charity work that the kids get involved with. So both on the field and off the field, we think that our Catholic chapters add great value to communities, to schools, and to the players and coaches all around the country.
Mm-hmm. When you started the Catholic Athletes for Christ, what was kind of your vision and your mission and your goal? What were you hoping, and what do you have to do still to get there?
Great question, Will. Our mission was, and I guess it's still twofold. It was to serve Catholic athletes, and specifically what I mean by serving the athletes is to minister to them. So to provide primarily the sacraments, the Mass, the Eucharist, and Sacrament of Confession, and the other sacraments as needed and appropriate, mm-hmm. In the course of their season and at their sporting venue, which is unique because it hasn't really been done very much before that, and it is very difficult. A lot of people don't understand that, especially in the professional ranks, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to get to Mass during the season. And the second goal is part of the first, is to create a Catholic community of athletes, which in our 13 years of existence, I think we've made some really good progress. We have a long way to go, but really it's heartwarming to see the connections and the relationships that have grown over the course of time, and I know those connections come about through the work of the Holy Spirit, not through me. Mm-hmm. But I am gratified every time I see it. There are many, many instances, too many to list or even for me to remember anymore, where we have priests who are our priest chaplains who have been asked by players and coaches to officiate at their wedding, to baptize their children, to bring them other sacraments, you know, to their families. and be a part of them and even provide spiritual direction. Many of our players are involved in somewhat intense spiritual direction from a priest or priests around the country, and they get spiritual readings. And creating that Catholic community in sports is, it has been, continues to be, and will be always a goal for us. And to see it, you know, develop to flourish and grow is really heartwarming.
Yeah, and I do appreciate what you're doing, and I know it's a tough job. You and I have talked about this before. It might be one of the toughest jobs in America because of the way the Catholics, especially seems like Catholic men, are about evangelizing. We really sometimes have a hard time sharing our faith or talking about it to other people, and seeking help in our faith is tough for us sometimes, isn't it?
That's a great insight, Will. I think it's hard for people in general, maybe for Catholic, maybe even Catholic men, a little harder than most. A lot weren't raised that way. I think it's a generational issue, too. I think the younger generation and generations are a little more inclined to evangelize, maybe thanks to the seeds planted by St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict and our current Pope, to go out and evangelize. But for many, many years, it wasn't considered a Catholic thing to be open about your faith. It was more something that was kept private. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, the Lord calls us to not only to have a deep and abiding faith, but to share that deep and abiding faith.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys are always looking for donations, and people listening to this show, we first hope that they donate to Catholic Radio Indy. but the Catholic Athletes for
also.
Yeah, the Catholic Athletes for Christ. How would people, let's say they're listening and they're moved by what your mission is, how could they get involved, and maybe perhaps, is there a donate button on the website?
Yeah,
is it as simple as that?
Our website, if anybody wishes to give, and we could really use it and very much appreciate it. One of our board members has referred to me, maybe more than one, as the worst fundraiser in the world. So if anybody wants to help out, and we could sure use that funding.
Yeah, and I know we've talked a lot of football. Baseball is a big part of the CAC, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's kind of where we had our start. That's my background in baseball. Wasn't nearly as good as the guys who are part of our organization, but we've been blessed to have some big names in baseball, you know, Mike Piazza, Mike Sweeney, Mike Socia, Jeff Supon, current players, Trevor Williams, Craig Stammen, Joe Whelan, and many, many others who can't think of or even have time to recite.
Vin Scully is a name that you guys, and you can hear him recite the rosary, right, on the website?
Absolutely. Vin Scully, what a dear man, what a great Catholic guy, what a modest, humble man, and what a legend in baseball. And you can order, actually, the Rosary CD that Vin leads on our website, and it's been very popular all around the country. And we've gotten many unsolicited remarks and compliments about the Rosary CD. There are people who have told us that it's really changed their lives, or some people who listen to it every day in their car on the way to work and on the way to home. And one gentleman said he was about halfway through it when he showed up to work, and he had a little bit of time, and he just sat there in his car listening to and praying the rest of it. People thought he was a little bit peculiar, but he said it was a great way for him to start his day.
Oh, that is a marvelous way to start your day. Well, I wish we had more time. It's always great talking with you, Ray. And again, the best way for people to learn more about Catholic Athletes for Christ is the website, CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. Thank you,
absolutely.
And God
Thank
bless you,
Will.
Ray.
Always a pleasure. God bless you. God bless the Colts and everybody in Indianapolis.
We'll see you at the Combine.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll part two of Catholic Sports Weekly after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
And welcome back. This show underwritten in part by AAARoofingCompany.com and also ElamUSA.com. Elamgroup.com, the Elam Group. Well, it's my pleasure to say hi to an old friend, Conrad Bruno. Bruno, I called you Bruno. It's Conrad Brunner, but it's Bruno to everybody, right, Bruno?
I mean, nobody calls me Brunner anymore, right?
Yeah, no, it's hard to say Brunner.
Nobody ever called me Conrad. So
yeah.
It's just Bruno.
Well, tell me what's going on with you. Last we talked, we had you on this show maybe a year ago, I think it was, with your dog Blue, and we talked about an opening of a new card store in Noblesville. Well, life has changed a little bit for you. What's going on?
Yeah, the gaming side of that business really took off, and they needed to expand, and really, there's not much space left to expand into other than that which was occupied by the old shoebox. So I raised my hand and volunteered and offered them the space, and so now I'm back on the old show circuit.
Yes.
Love Noblesville. Still actually maintaining an office in Noblesville just to have an HQ for my cards, because I have too many for the house now. So,
yeah, I imagine.
But here I am.
Now, it's called the Indy Card Exchange, right? That's a group that you've just recently joined. Help me understand what's going on as far as how do people now, if they want to trade cards, buy cards, how does that work? How do they get a hold of you and make that work?
Oh, well, I'm actually just a part-time employee of that place. It's
okay.
The biggest shop in the region down in Nora, 86 in Westfield, and I've just kind of joined to be a part-time employee, a little bit of an emissary out on the show circuit. I want to represent the shop at some shows, including this Sunday in Plainfield, selling some of their product. And at the other shows, I'm going to sell my own product. So you can always come see me at the Fisher Show, which is the third Saturday of the month, the 19th this month. Or if you're down on the south side, you can come see me at the Beech Grove Show, which is the first Saturday of every month. It just happened this past weekend.
Well, I know card collecting is still big, and a lot of people really enjoy. I still have a bushel basket full of old baseball and football and basketball cards, and people sometimes don't realize they've got some hidden gems probably sitting in their attic somewhere.
Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. The problem with it is, Will, that if a lot of people got wind of the big explosion in the hobby right about the time the hobby crashed in the 80s and 90s. So a lot of people have tubs full of cards from those two decades tucked away. And sad to say, those things are probably best used for starting fires or donating to Goodwill than they are to actually try to use as investments. Now, if you've got some stuff from your grandparents, day back in the 50s and 60s. Now, that stuff always has value and only increases.
Well, I know these shows, you say they're every third Saturday in Fishers where people...
In Fishers, yeah, at the American Legion, 126th Street, right off of 37.
And how does that setup typically work? People just come in and browse around the tables?
Oh, yeah, it's free admission. There's usually about 40 dealers there, all kinds of stuff, memorabilia, new cards, old cards. You'll find jerseys and bats and, vintage gloves and stuff like that, programs, books, a little bit of everything. That's the biggest show in town, so if you're going to do one, that would be the one to do.
Well, I know as football season kind of starts to wrap up, of course, Clemson, now the national champs, beating Alabama on Monday night, that's shocked a lot of people. Is your Dabo Sweeney card now? Is there such a thing? Is that the hottest item out there or what?
No, but I'll tell you what, there's some people kind of anticipating the Trevor Lawrence rookie card, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet so. And
that one in Romeo Langford next year, wink, wink.
Yeah. What about like a Frank Reich card? I mean, a guy like that was, a backup all his life as a player, but now is really starting to make some noise, especially here in the local area. Are coaches' cards very valuable?
No, they really aren't. Though Frank Reich, you could have found back in the days when I had a dime box, you could find Frank Reich's cards in my dime box.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, there's actually a Kevin Pritchard card.
Yep.
He was the first player signed by the Grizzlies as a player out of Kansas. And so there was a card commemorating the original Grizz. And you would think that card might have some value, but no, it's basically a quarter.
Yeah. What's the hottest
not much
card?
Love for coaches and GMs.
What's the hottest card out there that people may or may not have? I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh. Right now, anything with Luka Doncic on it. That is, in baseball, we experienced a phenomenon early in the year and even in the preseason with Shohei Ohtani, the Japanese player with pitcher and hitter who was, a unique player from that standpoint. And Doncic has just had such a great start and really captivated people's imaginations. Right now, he's probably gone a little bit beyond the Ohtani mania that we experienced early on in the baseball season. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's the big forward for the Mavericks, is all over the place in terms of card collectors.
So this Sunday in Plainfield, where's that one?
La Quinta Inn, right off the interstate, first exit past the airport.
And then January 19th at Fisher's at the American Legion Hall.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I appreciate what you do, Bruno, because I know it's great to – people like to look at these cards. I know I still – even if you don't buy them or sell them, just to look at them is pretty cool. So thank you for doing what you're doing.
Anytime, Will. I appreciate you talking to me.
All right. That's Bruno. Go see him at the card shows, both Plainfield this Sunday and then on the 19th in Fishers. We're going to take a break. We'll close this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly after this timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaroofingcompany.com.
I've got the spirit.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo from Catholic Connection.
Hi, this is Barbara McWiggin, host of The Good Fight here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray Guarenti, host of The Doctor Is In Here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta, and you can join me for Cresta in the Afternoon here on Catholic Radio Indy.
The best of EWTN plus great local programming. That's what you get when you support Catholic Radio Indy.
Catholic Radio Indy thanks you for your support.
Again, thanks to our underwriters, AAA Roofing Company, and also 21ology.com. I did mention it briefly, but congratulations to the Clemson Tigers. They are the national champs, 44-16. They beat Alabama on Monday night. And now Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers are, well, they are for real without question, but they have a freshman quarterback, a lot of young players. Clemson will be good again next year, the year after, the year after. This is their second national title in the last 3 years. Pacers, real quickly, they're wrapping up a long road trip. They're home again January 15th. A couple of good games during that five-game stand at home. Sixers and the Raptors both come to Indianapolis during that stretch. So they're home January 15th, the 17th, 19th, 20th, and 23rd. So we are in that season where everything is going on in college sports, wrapping up with football, but really stepping up the deal in basketball, and, of course, the Pacers and the NFL. Go Colts! This Saturday, they take on the Kansas City Chiefs. That game at 4:35, the Colts at Kansas City. And thank you for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.